Bremerton's mayor wants people to move to her town. Homes are cheaper there, and people can commute to Seattle by ferry. But there's been something holding Bremerton back, the town's reputation. Bremerton used to be a town full of bar fights and prostitution, and those old impressions have been hard to shake. For KUOW's Region of Boom team, Joshua McNichols tracked down people who remember the way it was.
Jocelyn Bright was a young woman in Bremerton in the 1950s. She says she and her friends just knew to stay away from First Street.
Because the bars, there were lots of bars.
Bars full of sailors.
In fact, being sailor bait was really a bad thing for a girl.
That reputation continued into the 1960s and 70s when many of the bars on First Street were bought up by a man named Bernie Burden. He had figured out a way to make extra money. He cashed checks for sailors and shipyard workers.
I had made arrangements at the bank to borrow $25,000. Had to be insured and all that crap.
It worked. On payday, Bernie's place would be wall-to-wall men.
A lot of the wives would come down and wait for him. Because the old man probably wouldn't make it home with his paycheck.
Because the prostitutes and liquor offered the men plenty of ways to spend their money. Burden owned a second bar a few doors down called the Bull and Bash.
The Bull and Bash was one of the wilder places in town.
Kathy Watson used to sneak in when she was still in high school.
They had live music. There was an upstairs and a downstairs. And we'd go out to have a good time, young adults or whatever.
Many of those young adults were military. I ran into Vietnam vet Steve Gardner at the Drift Inn on First Street. He said different branches of the military used to come to blows at the Bull and Bash.
And it'd be like you're near gasoline, and if you get a match too close, it'll ignite.
It wouldn't take much to set things off.
Because one guy punches one guy, well, his buddy comes up and jumps in, and then it just started spreading.
Next thing you knew, people were dropping each other off the balcony, or throwing a pull tab machine at the bartender, or getting maced. Here's Kathy Watson again.
Usually there was a circle of people watching, and whoever was going at it, they'd pound each other until it was over.
For another perspective, I turned to Jeff David and Dean Dennis. They're retired police officers now, but in the 1970s, they used to swoop in and try to break up fights.
You have to go in and start trying to peel guys away, and if they don't know who you are, then they're liable to turn around and start punching at you, thinking it's someone else.
One gentleman was out of the service, or maybe he was still in the service, I'm not sure which, but this guy was strong. And I know he was strong because he came toward me. He had a brand new cotton shirt on, and he ripped it off.
Like the Hulk.
Yeah, exactly. And so I know this guy is like, he is pumped. And he's crazy pumped.
The cops and the Navy Shore Patrol eventually got that guy locked up in the back of a Navy van. But he wasn't done fighting.
And if you've ever seen the cartoon where the cat and the mouse is in a bag, okay. Well, apparently the subject took on the Shore Patrol. And the van is bouncing around, and the walls are actually kind of exploding a little bit because bodies are going against it. And all of a sudden it's calm. And the Shore Patrol steps out and says, took care of it.
But there was a dark side to Bremerton's rough and tumble nature, and that became more obvious when harder drugs came on the market, like crack cocaine in the 80s and meth in the 90s. Officer Jeff David found himself busting 18 and 19-year-old girls.
A lot of the girls had turned to prostitution just to get drugs. And some of them were just, you know, physically sick. Especially from methamphetamine.
That wasn't what Bremerton wanted to be known for. People tried to clean things up. The waterfront and the area near the ferry dock that includes First Street got a makeover. After the 1990s, a new crop of business owners moved in.
I was very scared to leave a software development career and buy a bar, and especially in Bremerton.
Mary Jo Rose bought the bar next to the Bull and Bash about 16 years ago. There was still a lot of fighting and prostitution at the time. Rose and her husband set out to change things. They renamed the bar to the South Pacific Sports Bar. They put in a tiki bar, installed a big window up front to chase the shadows away. They brought in a ping pong table. But troublesome customers took more effort to get rid of. When a rough bar nearby closed down, its customers invaded the South Pacific. They stole liquor from behind the counter.
I called the police and had him arrested right on the dance floor in front of everybody. So that was one of the first death threats I got. But it was a sign to let that crowd know, this is not going to happen here, so you might want to find another bar to go to. And they did.
Meanwhile, the number of brawlers in Bremerton was shrinking. The town had begun to gentrify. Older bars struggled. It hurt Bernie Burden's business.
You don't have near as many military sitting at the bar as you did in the old days.
Burden retired. Still, business owners told me they struggled to shake Bremerton's reputation as a town of fistfights in parking lots.
Long-held perceptions are hard to change.
Steve Strand is Bremerton's current chief of police. He says Bremerton no longer deserves its rough reputation. The makeover of the waterfront helped, but the biggest reason is the Navy. It clamped down on bad behavior off the base. Today, Navy and shipyard personnel are professionals.
I'm often asked, as the chief in Bremerton, by people from other areas, they'll say, oh gosh, it must be that stereotype of sailors and drunken fights and lots of arrests. And I am amazed in the 4 years I've been there, I can count on one hand negative interactions with naval personnel. It just doesn't happen.
Getting that story right is important to Bremerton, which is trying to convince people from Seattle to move there. Strand says Bremerton isn't crime-free, but the crimes Bremerton faces today, they're the same crimes you'd find anywhere in the region. In Bremerton, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.